wants us to serve him with love, even in his son.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Hey. Halacha, Perek Vav, I'm sorry. Perek Vav, Halacha, Hey, Chapter 6, Law 5. In the Mosnayim text, you'll find that on the top of page 92 and 93. We've talked about three types of shliach. A shliach lekabbalah, a woman designates someone to receive the get for her, and that's like her hands, and as soon as the get gets in her hands, in the shliach's hands, it's a divorce.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, those who are listening, there was a little mishap. But thank God, nothing serious, no one's injured. We don't have to call the Coast Guard.
Almost.
Okay. I was listening, what happened over there? Anyway, we had different types of shliachim over here. Shliach lekabbalah. And then we have another shliach called the shliach for halacha, the shliach that the husband designates, that he says, I'm sending you to give the get for me. Now that, just by giving it to him, it's not a get yet, because it hasn't gotten to her hands. And there's a third type of shliach, where the woman can send someone to take it for the husband and bring it to her. That's a shliach hava of bringing it. These are all the different kinds. Okay, so now, let's continue halacha, hey. So, yeah, you've had your tea for the night, hey? Okay. He's already woken up.
That woke me up more than this.
Whoa, I'm awake now. Okay. Halacha, hey. Ve'eino isha misgareshes baget shesholach habal. A woman does not become divorced by a get that the husband sends. Oshehevi lo shliach haba, or even the get that the shliach that she sends to bring it from him to her, doesn't get divorced. Ashiagia get liyada. In other words, the shliach lahaylocha, the shliach that the husband designates to send it over, or the shliach lahava, the one that she designates to bring it from the husband to her, that is not a get yet until it gets into her hand. Right? And at that point, the owner, for example, when the husband sends the shliach, you know, it's still, until it gets in her hand, it's nothing yet. Nothing's happened.
Her hand includes the flinging and all those kinds of things, the same thing.
It has to get into her hand.
So the shliach can't do the throwing over the...
Whatever the husband can do, I don't care. But it's got to get into her hand or into her chutzah or something that it's a legal way of having it happen. And even if she appoints a shliach to take it from the husband and take it for the husband, still, she is saying, you know, just take it from him, but you don't give it to me yet. So they all, it's not a get. And now, you should know the rule of thumb as we go through these halachas. Whenever we're going to learn and get, when we just say the word shliach, without saying what kind of the three types of shliach it is, you should always know it's referring to who shliach halacha or shliach hava. It's the shliach that the husband designates to send it, or the one that the wife designates to send it, and it's not talking about the shliach lekabbalah to receive it in her stead. Just know that rule of thumb. Okay, zayin, vav. Another important rule. Hakol ksherim l'shlichus haget. Everyone is kosher to be involved of the shlichus haget. To send the get, mean to say, bein l'shlich kabbalah, all three shlichim. The one to receive it for her, bein l'shlich halacha, the one that the husband is sending it to her, v'havon, the one she is sending that should be sent to her. Anyone can be a shliach chutz min chamisha, except for the next five people, which are hanochri, a goy, va'evit, a Canaanite slave, va'cheresh, va'shoite, va'hakotan, a deaf mute, imbecile, and a minor. Okay, now, why the last three again? Because they don't have das, they don't have enough intellect to do this, and therefore they cannot be a shliach, because it's important, it says, when we talk about shlichus, it says, they appoint a shliach. When it talks about shliach by korbanos, it says v'yikolchem ish sela base avos. When talking about the korban pesach, one man takes for everybody, so he's a shliach. It's got to be an ish, somebody who, you know, has got the brains to be an ish, that has the sense. They don't have enough sense to be a messenger. Now, a goy and a Canaanite slave, they're not in the category of divorce or marriage at all, right? It's not in their world. And anyone who's not able to do it themselves, he cannot do it for someone else as a shliach. If you're not in that parsha, you can't be a shliach for it. That's all. Shliach.
I understand something. I can see for a shliach Kabbalah where you're receiving on behalf of the woman. If you're not in it, you don't know what you're receiving. But otherwise, you're just a courier. You're just...
All right, so there's somebody who talks about that. I'm trying to remember.
So what's the difference?
So we're going to see in a minute. Hang on. We're going to bring such an opinion. But that's the Rambam's opinion. I hear your point, and just hang on. So now, the im kibel, ohevi echad mehem, and if any one of these five either receive the get, as the wife asks her to receive it, or if he brings it as a husband asks her, or the wife asks her to bring it, ain't no get, it's not a get. Now this, the Rambam is following the position of the Rif, who does not make a distinction in the question of if you use these to bring the get or to receive it. And that's how it appears in the Jerusalem Talmud. Shelley, your point, but still they disagree with you, that even to bring the get, it's nullified. Now, however, the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Ibn Migash, is that only to receive are they pasul, but to bring it, they're kosher, because they can be a shliach. Exactly with your point. Because the shliach for bringing is not like any other shliach. El kishar shliach stam. He's just bringing it. And an eved can generally be a shliach. He's just bringing it. He's not effectively doing anything. But a shliach for Kabbalah, on the other hand, to receive it, that means when it gets into that person's hand, she becomes divorced. So now you want to say it becomes that person, that shliach, is like a hand of the woman, a hand to receive it. Well, a servant doesn't have a hand, as it were, to receive a get, because he's not in that parsha. Okay, so that's in regarding to a servant. Okay, he says, so that Rimeh says a servant's okay. However, if you send it with a goy, and v'mishalach b'get b'yad goy shenan l'plon Yisrael, u'mina ha'bob exavlo z'plon Yisrael, again, so, and he says if you send it with a goy to give it to another Jew, and the other Jew will give it, then that's okay, because the goy isn't doing anything. It seems that this Re Yosef Halevi Ibn Magash only sending it by a servant. He doesn't want to say it by the others. I don't know why. That logic you'd think would extend to the others as well, to a goy, but he doesn't want to say it beyond that. But your point is well taken. The Rambam disagrees with it, and the Rishalmi disagrees with it, and the Rif disagrees with it.
Do they get logic wise?
I don't know, but I hear your logic, yeah. And it's
shliach has to be an extension of you. So how could a servant be an extension of you?
But he's not really. I mean, he's just bringing it. But on the other hand, I'll tell you the other side. The other side is the husband has to give it, doesn't he? Doesn't the husband have to give it?
He has to give it.
She has to take it, right? So what is this shliach doing? He's taking the place of the husband, isn't he? Isn't he?
Yeah.
So how could a goy take the place of the husband if he isn't in the parsha? So if the husband gives it to a goy to give it to another person to give it to her, then maybe that would be okay, because that's just an intermediate stage that isn't really the actual giving over. But the husband has to give it, doesn't he?
Yeah, but
so now there's shliach in the stead of the husband, but if he's not in the parsha, if he doesn't have intelligence, then he can't be in the stead of the husband.
If he gave it to a non-Jew who gave it to a Jew, that breaks the chain of giving.
No, so he's just saying, give it over to this guy because I want him to be the giver. So that, they would agree, is okay.
How about a woman, though?
We'll get to a woman in a minute. She's coming next to halacha, so we'll deal with that. But I hear that logic. That logic is also because the husband has to give it. And they have to be as good as the husband. So that's why the Rambam would say not like that. Okay. Now, let's get on to women. Zion. Avol hanoshim v'hakrovim. Listen to this. Women and even relatives. Remember, these are not witnesses. They're just shlichim. They can't be witnesses, but shlichim. So women or relatives, they're ksherim. They're kosher for this, because, well, they're in the parsha of getting. A woman is in the parsha, even though she's not on the giving side, but she's in that realm of the world of divorce.
Can she act as the giver? Because she's...
Well, no reason why not.
Okay,
she does give a get, but she's amongst the Jewish people that are included in this category of divorce and marriage. She's part of that whole thing.
Can she be the extension of a man who gives a get?
It doesn't seem to say that they can't.
It seems like
she has
das. Non-Jew can't.
No, non-Jew isn't in the parsha at all. He's not involved on any end of it. He's totally doesn't relate to this concept of marriage and divorce. A woman totally is in that parsha. Just so happens she can't give it, but she's still part of that parsha. So that's why she's included. Now, guess what? So even some other people who normally we don't treat with a lot of respect, we do all say they're okay. Vafilu hapsule medivrei sofrim bavera. Even people who are rabbinically prohibited to testify in courts for certain averas that they did are ksherim l'shlichos aget. They can be a shlich for get. For example, people who are gamblers, who lend with interest, people who are involved in betting on races and things like that, where the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says they are considered rabbinic thieves, not biblical thieves, but rabbinic thieves, and are not allowed to testify in a court of law, rabbinically. So even though they can't testify in a court of law rabbinically, they are still good to be shlichim, because we still consider them honest people. Remember, one part of being a shlich is you got to be honest. A guy can bring a get and say, oh, your husband sent us get, and he could be totally lying. So there has to be a little bit of a shred of honesty over here. So we'll see in a minute, but we'd assume they'd be honest. But so these guys, in contradistinction to the next category, we're going to bring him in, then you'll appreciate why we're saying this now. But these guys, a gambler, he's not really a dishonest guy, but the rabbis say gambling is a form of indirect thievery. Because, you know, the guy you're winning from really doesn't want you to take the money, but you've agreed that you can steal from one another. It's like, right? That's really what it is. What's gambling? You're really stealing from people, but it's an agreement in advance. The rabbis aren't happy about that. That's not a good thing for Jewish people to do. So it's like rabbinic stealing. So we won't allow them to testify in a court of law, but we won't assume that they're liars either, that they can't be a shliach.
Is it a professional gambler?
Not one trip to Aurelia isn't going to do you in. You know, one trip to Casino Rama isn't going to do it. But if you go regularly and make a livelihood out of it, then you're really in big trouble. But those guys are still okay as shlichim. We assume they're honest people. But look at the next category. People are puzzled to testify as witnesses because they've done biblical averas. For example, a real thief, a real guy who desecrates the first day of Yom Tov, or a guy who eats treif, or a whole bunch, or the other 168 other mitzvahs lo sases in the Torah that don't come with kares and don't come with a death penalty, but they come with lashes. All those people that cannot testify in Jewish court, psulim lavos gate, they cannot bring the get, because we assume they're liars, and they can't be believed to say that the husband sent them to bring the get. Okay? These are liars, and we can't trust them for a moment. And what if they did bring it anyway? Now what do we say? Hareze puzzle. It's puzzle. What does puzzle mean?
Rabbinically it's not.
Biblically it's okay, but rabbinically it's not good. If she marries afterwards, she could stay with him, right? But she should have gotten a better divorce the first time. But rabbinically it's not good. Biblically the kids aren't our moms. Now, the madman, when do we say that it's still okay? In other words, really, after the fact, it's still okay, biblically. Rabbinically, we say it's not okay, right? But it's still okay. If they would get married to someone else, the kids are not mamzerim. But when do we say that it's like backdoor okay? You have to have an important condition. At least there are people who signed the get that are credible witnesses. That their witnesses testify that we signed the get and it's not a false document. At least have to have that. But if all the thing we can rely on is the guy who says, the husband told me to give you the get, okay, and we don't have the validation. In other words, obviously the get is signed, but we're talking about validation of witnesses saying we signed it. Right? Because if a witness has said we signed it, then we don't have to come on to trusting them that much. That's why it's still okay. No, we don't want to use them. Yeah. But after the fact, these guys did sign it, and they testify they signed it. Because we're not happy these guys delivered it, but it's still, you know, biblically okay. So, we're alright. but if it's not signed at all, then we don't trust them, and ain't no get, it's not a get at all. And if she gets married, throw them out until you have witnesses to sign that. Because such a man who's apostle like that is not believed in any form of testimony, and we don't believe anything that's going on. Even if it's a signed get. But we'd have to go back and say, you said so happened, we're gonna have to go back and find the witnesses who signed it and claim it's there. Now it's not good enough. You can say, well, Rabbi, what about the fact we have two witnesses seeing that they gave it to her? Doesn't mean that that guy had permission to give the get. Even if two witnesses watched that Avera guy give her the get, signed by witness, it's still not good enough. Why? Because we can still think he made up the whole thing. We have to have the witnesses who signed it to come and say, we attest that we signed it and it was a real get given. And then we don't have to come on to them that much, and we just assume that it's proper. Okay. Ches. Here's an interesting set of cases. The guy gives us a cotton a get when he's 12 years, 364 days old. And as he's walking 2 or 3 day journey, he becomes bar mitzvah. And he gives it to the woman as he is a grown up. Or cheresh, the person is a deaf mute when he was given it to him. And on the way, when he said, he had a wonderful refuah shalema. Shreite, the guy was nuts when he gave it to him. And all of a sudden, he became healed. Nochri, the guy gave it to him when he was a goyv, and he's scared, he converted along the way. Eved, a Canaanite slave, he gave it to him. Shachar became freed along the way. All these cases, hare zebotel. It's a nullified get. Why? Because in the beginning it wasn't good. It has to be from start to finish, has to be good. On the other hand, what about this? Oh, he gave the get when he was saint. He could speak in here. And then became a deaf mute in the middle, and then by the end, then he ended up good. So it's good, bad, good. When he gave it, it was good. In the middle, he gave bad, and the end, it was good. Or the same thing. Again, he was sane in the beginning. Then he stopped, became nuts. And then because he sat, and then he got better. Why? Then she the beginning and the end were in critically points. He was okay, so it's okay.
So just going back to the beginning of this one, what we learned just a few minutes ago, where he gives it to a non-Jew, he gives it to a Jew. You'd think then if it wasn't good at the beginning, it wouldn't be good.
But he gave it to another one to give to another one. So that's already, he didn't really do anything that special. Because he intended on the other one to do the real giving. I hear your question. Look again. He explains where he says he wants the second one to be the main shliach.
So
added. He gives it a goy, but he writes in, he says, I want the Jew to be the main shliach. As you have to add that point. Okay, shkoyach. Tess! Okay, now we have to be very careful from the wording of a woman to determine exactly what type of shliach is the woman making him. You have to be careful, is the woman making him a shliach lekabbalah, lechaylacha, lehaivah, like what kind of shliach? You have to be careful in the way she words it to know what kind of shliach he's making him. Ha'isha sh'asa shliach be'edim. She makes a shliach, and with witnesses. There's witnesses seeing what she's saying to this guy. For Amarlan, she says to the guy, Tol li giti, take for me my get, or she says, vihe li biyadcha. In other words, I should be in your hands. Either she says, take for me my get, or says, I should be in your hands. So, what kind of wording is that suggesting? Hareza shliach lekabbalah. She has made him a shliach to receive her. She's a receiving shliach. Even though she could have said a lot clearer, I'm making you the shliach lekabbalah. That would have been very, without any question. You are the receiving shliach. She uses words that sound the same, so that's good enough. It says, you will take my get. I will be in your hands. That means she made him a shliach lekabbalah. says, if she said, hiskavli giti, take my get for me. So that's okay. Now, the yesh, and a woman's able, if she wants, leisha laso shliach kabbalah, she can make a shliach kabbalah, lekabbalah gita, to receive a get, miad shlucho shalbala, from the shliach of the husband, which is a shliach lohailacha. Now, you're saying, well, what's the insight there? That seems pretty obvious. So the Kabbalists say, well, maybe you think it's an insult to the husband to say, you're so low in my eyes that I'm not even going to take it from your shliach. So, not a problem. We assume that that's what she meant and that's okay and she can do this. Now, here's a problem. What if a katana has to get divorced? Now, a katana, can she make someone a shliach? Because you have to have a certain amount of intelligence. So the Rambam says, "Ukedana eina oisa shliach lekabala." A ketana cannot make someone a shliach to receive it. Afal pi, but even though you have something that sounds that is okay, shechatzera kornalagita kigedola. What if she has a chutzer, and the husband throws in her chutzer? That works, just like an adult who next to it works. Right? She's divorced as if it went into her hands because there's a special Xeris Akosov that says a chatzer is like her hand. In other words, if you put it in her hand, can you put it in her hand? You could put it in her hand. A chatzer, the Torah deems it like her hand. A shliach, on the other hand, that's already, she has to appoint a shliach. There's a difference. If she owns the land, it's one thing, but if she's appointing someone, that takes intelligence, and that she doesn't have. So therefore, it doesn't work. And now the Rambam, although that would have been the answer that others say, the Rambam gives a really different reason why it doesn't work with a shliach, and this is an incredibly difficult reason. He says, you know why she can't make a shliach to receive it? To make a shliach, you have to have witnesses, yeah? But here's the problem. You can't have witnesses on the actions of a katan. She'ena ben dea gemura, because they don't have total das. Wow. That's a big chiddush.
So we're saying
the witnesses, you can't testify on what a katan does, because a katan doesn't have real das.
So we're saying she doesn't have real das to appoint a shliach, but she does to get married?
The father takes it for
married.
Her. Father takes it for her.
Could the father not take the get for her too?
A certain, I'm pretty sure he could take the get for her. Yeah, he takes the get
talk
for
about
her.
That,
right? But,
there's no point in,
but he says, in other words, you got it, because it's hard to know, you can't test on a kid because you don't know what a kid's thinking. A kid could say one thing and mean another. She has to want to take the get. You can't, she wants it. You know, a kid, you know, can be fooling you. You know, normally say, well, a woman who's 30 years old says, I'm appointing this shliach to receive my get. So the witnesses say, well, she's an adult, she's sound mind, sound body. We know she meant it and she did it. A 9-year-old says, I'm making shliach, you know what she's talking about. So they could testify that indeed she did say this, but it doesn't mean she meant it. That's what the Rambam says. You can't testify on a child. Certainly could testify if you saw a child murder somebody. Okay, but you can't testify that the child's brains were thinking to do actually what the halacha is, what's going on over here. That's what the Rambam says. Others give other reasons. The Ravid says that's not the reason. The Ravid says zelotam v'loreach. It's not a reason, not even a smell of a reason. It's garnished. But just like a shliach has to have das, so too the one who designates a shliach has to have das.
Right.
And that's the reason that the Ravid holds, not like the Rambam's reason. Okay?
Did we have a case where the deaf youth gets married, he's not supposed to, he still has to have a get?
But I think rabbinically it's a good wedding, but they have to rabbinically get a get.
Same thing if the deaf youth can make a shliach in this case.
I don't think so, because they're not smart enough to make a shliach. Okay, let's stop over here.
Okay. I didn't have to leave early.
We made it, Paul.
Well, God willing, we'll have Mishnah Berurah in the morning and Rambam at night.